Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm chapter 10. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. O Lord, why do you stand so far away? Why do you hide when I am in trouble? The wicked arrogantly hunt down the poor. Let them be caught in the evil they plan for others, for they brag about their evil desires. They praise the greedy and curse the Lord. The wicked are too proud to seek God. They seem to think that God is dead. Yet they succeed in everything they do. They do not see your punishment awaiting them. They sneer at all their enemies. They think, nothing bad will ever happen to us. We will be free of trouble forever. Their mouths are full of cursing, lies, and threats. Trouble and evil are on the tips of their tongues. They lurk in ambush in the villages, waiting to murder innocent people. They are always searching for helpless victims. Like lions crouched in hiding, they wait to pounce on the helpless. Like hunters, they capture the helpless and drag them away in nets. Their helpless victims are crushed. They fall beneath the strength of the wicked. The wicked think, God isn't watching us. He has closed his eyes and won't even see what we do. Arise, O Lord. Punish the wicked, O God. Do not ignore the helpless. Why do the wicked get away with despising God? They think, God will never call us to account. But you see the trouble and grief they cause. You take note of it and punish them. The helpless put their trust in you. You defend the orphans. Break the arms of these wicked, evil people. Go after them until the last one is destroyed. The Lord is king forever and ever. The godless nations will vanish from the land. Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will hear their cries and comfort them. You will bring justice to the orphans and the oppressed, so mere people can no longer terrify them. Once again, that was the 10th chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. God knows the hopes of the helpless. David was writing as he saw wicked, powerful people oppressing the weak. The first half of the psalm describes the corrupt character of the oppressors. The second half of the psalm focuses on the character of the Lord, who is good, powerful, and just. David had a level of responsibility for justice, but he knew true justice cannot come without the work of the Lord. Wiping out monsters won't work if you became a monster to do it. Sometimes the Savior seems so far away. Although David completely trusted the character of the Lord, he struggled with God's seeming distance. Yet David continued to pray, and so can you when the Lord seems far away. We may not always understand his timing, but we can trust in his love. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. Have you ever felt as if God doesn't hear your prayers? How can you continue to have hope and trust in God, even when God seems far off? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.